Yo, I just wish that people knew how long we've been trying to record this episode.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean is we've been setting up. This is the first time that we're setting up.
You got something white right here.
What? I have something on my lip?
No, it was like, I don't know, like a piece of skin or something.
I'm having lip difficulties because, I don't know. It's dry out here. Is it still there?
No, yeah, you're good.
Okay. I really don't want to be talking with this whole new setup. The first time we got all these new angles and I have some shit on my face.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's probably like a bad start. But.
But we are here, guys. Mm-hmm. Season three.
Season three finally made it. I know. We want to apologize. First of all, everything is going wrong.
Okay, we are all over the place.
I feel like I've never recorded a single podcast in my life.
Because listen, if you're not watching the YouTube channel, mm-hmm. which you should, but you should also listen on all the platforms and stuff.
Yes,
we have a whole new setup because, guys, with every season, this is season three. We had one, we had two, now we're at three. If you don't know how to count.
Oh my God, yeah. Three comes after two.
We just want to elevate every season. We want to bring up the game. We want to raise the bar for ourselves. And that means a whole new setup. That means art on the walls.
Finally, you guys, I don't know. If you're listening, you need to stop this and come to YouTube, please. Because
I mean, don't stop this. Listen just on both.
Okay, but they're going to have to stop something to come to YouTube the wall that we have. Now, we were going back and forth between, like, we weren't sure what we wanted on the wall.
Yeah, because it's such a big decision. Because we live here, yes. But we also record here.
So it's like, do we think about what we want on YouTube or what do we want to see every day
in our lives? What everybody sees on Reels and on TikTok or, you know. So we had to, I don't know, we're still deciding, like, this color right here, this orange-red is quite a lot.
I think it's
red. But I also think it looks real. You think this is red?
This is red.
This is orange.
We talked about colors before. Bro, but
that is red.
Okay. You know,
people can't see what I'm pointing at.
And if you guys know, red represents Alia very well. It represents her energy, represents how fierce and passionate she is, right?
Yes.
And then blue, the reason why the blue is on my side is because I'm like the more chill person.
Yep.
I'm just, I brings the vibe down. No, I don't bring the vibe down, but
you bring the vibe down.
Yeah, like
babe,
I just.
Why are you nervous right now?
I'm not nervous, but let me tell you what it is. Okay, we have these new camera angles right now.
And what you worried about?
And it feels like, you know how in the last season and the season before, no, in the last season, season two, right?
Yeah.
We kept referring to the camera as another person being in the room.
Oh yeah.
Now okay. I feel like there's three people watching us. At the same time.
Technically, the camera that's on me is not on you. But you know what, guys?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast, season three.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of your hosts, Alia Zaitza.
And my name is Yoni Ikoto. Still your favorite host.
I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. But we are so happy to welcome you guys back to the show. I know a lot of you missed us and we missed you guys.
It's been forever.
It's been forever. And yeah. I honestly, for good reason.
Yeah, for good reason.
Because if you can't tell, which you probably can tell because you're listening to this mm-hmm. and you're looking at your phone, we have a new cover art.
Wow. Why did I totally forget about that? Because we were so focused on just like having this set up.
Oh my God. We've been setting up to record for like 2 hours. Yeah. Because
it might be three.
It might be 3 hours. I think we started like right now it's 11 p.m. at night.
Yeah, we don't need to give these
and
details.
And I think we started setting this up around 8.
Because let me tell you guys why also. This is the first time that we actually set it up. We had an idea of how we wanted things to look like, but we didn't know. We actually never did it.
Yeah, like logistically. It's all about the logistics here. Yeah. Because our apartment, if you don't know, if you're a first-time listener, which would be amazing, is that we live in New York City, and our apartment is a typical New York City apartment that is mm-hmm. very tight.
Yes.
And it also has this specific angle that for us to film, you know, with this as the background, the cameras have to be a certain angle. And it's tricky. It's tricky. We had to figure out, we had to put the camera on the bed. Like, it's a whole situation.
I didn't know you were going to share that part.
Bro, it would be really funny to show, and we actually should at some point show, like, the behind the scenes of us setting this up.
Just because, flip the camera.
Or just, like, have a camera film us setting up each other camera.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be, because people, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, it looks so cute and nice from this side, but you should just see what goes on behind the scenes.
I wonder what other podcasts that I watched, like, what did they do? What's the background looking like?
I don't know. I mean, if they have a studio, it's like a whole other street.
Which is the goal. Honestly, I'm aiming, let me put it out there right now. Season 4, I know we just started season 3, you got a long way to go.
Oh, like, damn.
But season 4, which will start in 2025, we'll have our own studio. Okay?
That is manifestation right there.
We're just going to remember that. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you feel? You
know, how do, like, I feel? I feel good. I'm like, I'm ready to pod. I'm ready to talk to people. Okay, so I want to talk through the cover art.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Because
I'm in love with it.
I love this cover art.
Yeah.
And some of you might be like, why did you change it? Honestly, I don't think anyone would wonder, because this one is so much better.
And I don't think anybody would ask that. It's something about having our faces on the cover.
That was very important.
Why did we not do that for season 2? I feel like we really missed out on just...
I don't know. I think we were so fixated on getting, like, the branding and the idea of, like, playing around with the name, what's the juice, incorporating the juice box,
whatever.
Yeah.
We forgot about ourselves completely.
Yeah. I have no idea why. I think maybe we just didn't realize the importance of having our faces on the cover. But we just felt like... You needed to see who you're clicking on.
Because if you're listening right now and you're scrolling on the podcast apps, whatever you listen to, right? Uh-huh. If I don't see the people's faces, I'm not clicking on that shit. Unless I know, unless it's like someone famous that they just dropped a podcast and the cover is just like red.
Or if it's like a podcast that is like more informational, I feel like most of the time those are not about the hosts.
Yeah, it's more about the title.
Like the topic. Yeah, exactly.
It's like how to make a picture, you know, something like that.
But I really love how this came out.
And the faces that we chose, I want to walk you guys through the shoot.
Process?
Do you want to do that?
No, yeah.
We should do it. Okay. So I think the face we chose, we had multiple photos to go through, but I chose the photo for myself specifically because I feel like...
We had many options. Before anything, I feel like we should tell them that this was all self-shot. So we rented a studio.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to this studio, just Yoni and I, and we set up the camera. Mm-hmm. And actually, no, first we took photos of one another. So, like, I took photos of Yoni, Yoni took photos of me. Mm-hmm. And we had to keep doing, like, you know, a bunch of faces to get as many, like, reactions as possible. So we had a lot of options. And then we did some photos together.
I wish we had, like, a BTS that we could show.
Yeah, we have it from my YouTube video.
You think we can, like, insert that here and just show a little bit?
For sure. If, like,
let's remember that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll try to remember that. But it was so funny because we were like trying to figure out what to wear. Yeah. We were trying to do all the like production things, but it turned out really well. You selected your photo because were you going to say like why?
Well, I feel like because that's the face I make a lot of the times, especially when you're saying something or like I would say something to see what your reaction is.
Right.
And then I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I think it's a funny picture.
Yeah.
It really represents like the podcast Yoni, not so much like the photographer Yoni.
Yeah, and I think it also represents like kind of your position in who, like what's the juice is.
Yes.
You know, and then I think the face that I chose for myself,
self-explanatory.
I don't think I need to explain it. But it's just the usual, like, you know, I'm skeptical around things. I'm judging things. I'm kind of going in on whatever opinion I have about something.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I say something, I'm looking at you like, what are you going to say about it? So that's the exact faces that we chose for the colors.
Or like, I also read it as I say some like off the wall thing.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, that's my wife, guys.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true. Actually, I didn't think about that one.
That's the energy that I get from it.
Yeah.
But welcome back.
Yes, I'm. First of all, I want to say not first of all because we've been talking, but I'm super super excited. Season three, we're adding a few new things to the team.
To the team, yes.
Or to the podcast.
To the podcast, yeah. Because the team is still the two of us.
The team is still two of us.
Which is fine. You know, this is just like where we are. Yes. But on top of, is there anything else on top of like the new cover art? Obviously, the new studio and setup.
The new studio. If you're listening on just audio, please come to YouTube. Check it out.
Because
I love it.
We have like all the art on the wall and stuff. We have our like mic setup. And then we have three camera angles now. Before, mm-hmm. we only had one. Oh, and then we had to work with that, which was like pretty ratchet. But now
we have three cameras now?
So that we can make better content.
Just higher quality. Let's not highlight.
We don't have to highlight. Yeah. Like, you know, every year you just get better at things. No, and true. All you can do is do your best at the moment you are at. So, you know. But
what's the biggest thing of season three?
I was ready to get to something. What's the biggest thing
for? Yeah, that we're gonna add to season three that we never had before.
Oh yeah,
that's. Do you want to introduce it?
Well, I mean, yeah. So for season three, on top of everything that we just said that is new, we have a very very exciting addition. Mm-hmm. Should I say additions?
Yeah, it's gonna be many things.
It's gonna be a lot of things.
Yeah.
But mainly, you are getting extra episodes.
Extra episodes.
That sigh is just the only thing about all the work we're going to have to do.
Honestly, I didn't even do it on purpose, but that was my first reaction. But I am also really, really excited.
I am so excited because we've been like, we always want to just like make more content and create more because it is really fun for us.
Yes.
But it is also a lot of work and a lot of time. And like you guys, you know, if you know us, you know that podcasting is not our only job. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of other things as well.
And when we podcast, we want to do it the best way. That's why also we want to apologize for it was slightly longer than we wanted, the break.
The break, honestly. Yeah. But it was necessary for us to, it was nice to take a break, honestly, just like mentally and for, you know, resting up that voice.
Yeah, no, it was really good. Now coming back, most of you guys know what Patreon is, right?
I don't know. Do you want to explain? I feel
okay. Yeah, so Patreon is basically an app, and also obviously have a website, and this is where you get exclusive content from creators, podcasters. I feel like
artists, like a bunch of you can be in a bunch of different types of fields, but it's very popular for podcasts to have exclusive content on Patreon.
Yes.
And how does that work?
Yeah, so we're still working with, okay, so we'll have different tiers. We have different tiers, and with each tier you would have, let's say for tier number one, for example, you would have one extra episode per week. And then we're going to have tier number two, and that one, for example, could be two extra episodes a week plus specific Q&As. And we're just trying to add more things that we basically want to connect with the community more.
Yes, we're still figuring out exactly what the tiers are going to be. And each tier is going to be like a different price per month. So when we're recording this, we're still figuring this out. But basically, no matter what tier you're going to be, you are going to get extra episodes. That's like the whole point. Yeah. And depending on the tier, you either going to get like two episodes, as you said, or you're going to get four episodes a month, not a week.
Not a week.
Chill out.
Yeah. Four episodes a week, that would.
And on top of, you know, getting extra content, the content itself is also going to be slightly different than our free content that you've been getting on all of your like listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
You guys, Patreon content, you're gonna see a different side of me that you've never seen before. And the reason why is because it's only for our, like, if you're a true, everyone is a true supporter. But if you really want to get more and you always felt like one episode a week wasn't enough, or you just always wanted to have like a little more, because there's plenty of podcasts that I listen to and I'm signed up to their
Patreon.
Patreons.
Yeah. And also, so, if you just want, like, you want more of our content, but you also care and want to like support our work and us as creators, and you become like a member of our Patreon. I lost my train of thought.
Basically, it's another way of connecting with us in a closer way. And it's going to be much more than just extra episodes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, the episodes, the content itself, we're going to be more unfiltered. I know you're probably like, damn, more? Yes. I don't want to hear more of this shit.
Nah, it's going to be way more.
It's just going to be, because you have to remember that whatever we put on the internet, on these episodes that are available for anyone. Anyone can listen.
You don't know who's listening.
You don't know what they're going to do with your content. You just like, you know how the internet works. We don't have to explain. So because of that, we have to be a little bit more careful in terms of like, obviously what we say and obviously how we say things and the topics that we choose to talk about. And also how much of our personal lives we're going to share, how much of our personal details like of our relationship we're going to share. Mm-hmm. So different things like that. We always felt like we could dig deeper in certain things, but we just didn't feel comfortable doing it to the open masses. We're like, anyone,
even a hater
is going to be able to like listen, versus we know that on Patreon,
if you're a
paid member, we will like to assume you're not paying out of hate. And you're paying to get more of our content because you love us and you support us and you just want to be part of the community.
Imagine being a hater and signing up on Patreon just to hate.
Yo, that would be wild.
But I wouldn't be surprised if people do that.
Damn, people got money.
Yeah. But we're very excited for it. Honestly, yeah. Patreon is something that I've known for a very long time, but we never really felt quite ready for WTJ to be there, but I really feel like with season 3
it's time.
Yeah, it's really time. We live in New York now. It's like a new era, you know what I mean? So we got a new studio and we have a lot to say.
We got a new studio.
Yeah. I mean new setup.
Yeah.
If you would like to, and there's many different websites and apps, but I feel like Patreon was fitting for us.
Yeah, and it's like the most, I think it's available to most people. You can easily,
it's available worldwide. So if you live anywhere in the world, you can have that if you have internet.
And all you have to do is download the app on your phone. And you
search What's the Juice.
Yes, we'll link everything down below for you guys so you can sign up. You can get like little previews of each episode, like 30 seconds or so. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you can also like watch, obviously you're gonna be able to watch the video, and then you can also lock your phone at any time and like listen to the episode also. So you don't have to be like stuck to a screen, which is really cool.
And also I just kind of want to explain the content that will be on Patreon. So the episodes that we do here, obviously we talk about stories, things that happen in our lives and stuff like that. But
topics I feel like are a big thing for us on here.
Yes, on this platform here. But I feel like for Patreon will be, a lot of people ask us a lot of things and our opinions about music and new shows that came out and stuff like that. So I feel like on Patreon, I really want to dig deep into what are we listening to this week.
Yeah, or like maybe have like a culture report or something on like just things that are happening, what people are talking about.
What albums came out and what do we think about it? What are our favorite songs? Yeah, so a lot of that stuff will happen on Patreon. And then, we'll just be recommending different things for, you threw me off completely. What was
that? No, I was just looking at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so just more of that stuff. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm super excited. And when this video goes live, the first episode, because the Patreon episodes will not go live on the same day, because that will be impossible for us. So we will be going live on a different day. I don't want to say the day just in case it's not ready by this point.
Oh my God.
But hopefully
please
it is.
Please don't say the date.
And then also for like any extra announcements and like things like that, you guys can always follow, and please follow us on like Instagram. At What's the Juice Pod, and follow us on TikTok. Everything is linked below, and also follow you know, our personal accounts. Yeah,
all the links will be below, like you said.
But that's about it for the new stuff, honestly. We're, you know, and also when you go into Patreon, you're going to be able to see like every single tier, and you'll see in detail what you get for each different tier. So don't worry. And also, if you guys have any questions, you can always shoot us a DM. Maybe we can even do like an Instagram live where people can ask us questions. That would actually be really smart to do before it goes live.
Yeah, honestly. And you know me, I love doing Instagram
lives.
I'm the
one that hates going live.
For some reason, Elliot doesn't like going live.
Because I'm just scared that somebody's going to say something and I'm going to be like caught off guard.
What are they going to say?
I don't know.
It's kind of just like FaceTiming your friend.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe maybe we'll do more lives.
I want to do that. And also, I forgot one more thing about Patreon before we move on. Mm-hmm. Merch. Season 3 merch, you will get early access or a potential discounts on a bunch of stuff that we'll have available.
Yes, so. Which also merch. A lot of you are asking us like, what's happening with that? Where are we with, tote bags, etc.
We missed a winter drop.
We missed, guys. There was a lot going on. I feel like I keep saying there's a lot going on, but until we get a year under our belt in New York, I'm not gonna stop saying it's a lot going on.
Okay? Yeah. I mean, New York alone is just a lot.
Yeah. So now that we started season 3 and we've established like, everything that has to do with this, we get in the flow of Patreon and everything. We'll probably get started on working on a merch drop for you guys and get something out. I would love by like the summertime.
Or spring.
Spring is like next week.
Yeah.
Spring, I mean, not really, season. But.
Yeah. Summertime.
Yeah. Summertime would be nice.
Summer 24 WTJ.
Yeah. Like, unfortunately, we really wanted to have like a winter drop. It would have been really fun to do some like cozier pieces.
I just always wanted to do 2 a year. I always wanted to do a winter and then.
But you know, we turned our life upside down.
Yeah, we really did.
Moved across the country. But anyways, so that was fun. And then now we're going to get into what we've been up to the last couple of weeks.
First thing I think about, I've been working out. You guys, I've been in the gym. And if you follow me on Instagram at Yoni Koto, I'm in the gym almost every single day.
Yeah.
And it feels great.
If you guys listened to our not very last, but the second to last episode, or I don't know, it was like one of our last episodes of season 2. And I forget what it was titled, like something about like we start on January or like January 1st or something like that. Basically, the idea of we are really big on starting new things on like the first day of the week, the first day of the month, or the first day of the year. And this year it happened that the first Monday of the year, of the first week of the year, was on a January 1st, 2024. So it was like the ultimate day to start something new. And even though people hate on New Year's resolutions, we really set out to go through with ours because we just never have. We always kind of just let it go. You know, 80% of people that set them, let them go 2 weeks or a month in.
Yeah.
And we're still on our shit.
This year was so perfect. The fact that everything lined up, it was January 1st. You said already, right?
Yeah, I already said that.
Okay.
And also, that's exactly when we started taking a break off from the podcast. Mm. So we had a little bit of extra time to, you know, kind of figure out our routine.
Yeah.
So since we started, we have not stopped. We've been going to the gym, not every single day. We have like 2 rest days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But I must tell you, I mean, I feel like I say this every time I start working out again.
What?
That this time feels different.
Why does it feel different? Tell me.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, tell me, not them.
Why does it feel different? I don't know. I mean,
do you feel stronger? Do you feel better? Does it feel different because I'm with you? Do you feel like we're going together? Is that a thing?
I think everything you just said is part of it. Like the fact that we are going at it together at the exact same time is very crucial for us to keep ourselves, each other accountable. Another thing is that I don't think I've ever paired working out as in lifting weights, not doing workout classes, Pilates, you know, all these things.
All the cute shit.
Going to, okay, no, Pilates is hard, but it's
I'm
different.
Sorry.
So never have I paired And I've worked out, listen, if you don't know, I used to be a ballet dancer and I was, you know, dancing my entire life. So I'm no stranger to working out.
Ballet used to work out like crazy.
I'm no stranger to some heavy ass cardio. I'm talking about after dancing for 6 hours in a day, then I'm going to get in an hour extra of cardio on the elliptical, you know, shit like that. So I'm boxing. No stranger to that. Yeah. Boxing, lifting weights. I've been doing that like for a very long time, but never have I paired weightlifting mm-hmm. with high protein together. Like I'm talking high protein intake, like eating high protein mm-hmm. with lifting weights and lifting weights heavy.
Yeah.
Like heavy.
But if you combine these two, you're going to see results.
Bro, you're going to get strong so fast.
Isn't that crazy?
And I don't know if maybe like, I don't want to say that and then somebody tries it and then they don't get strong. So I'm obviously not a like specialist, but never have I felt this strong in my life. I've never lifted weights this heavy. I've never felt like I'm doing chest press with 30 pound dumbbells in each arm, in each hand. I've never done that. But it's also because I've never pushed myself mm-hmm. and fueled myself this way.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Fueling is Alia's favorite new world.
Yeah, guys. Word. What am I doing right now? I'm fueling. No, yeah. We're not making that a thing. But that's truly been my experience. Like these last, we've been working out for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And damn. Consistently 5 days a week. I did start off with doing like my, you know, workout classes and stuff because it's really nice when you first start before you like get in the gym to do your own thing mm-hmm. to just have someone else tell you what to do to get back in the flow, to get, you know, refamiliarized with all these movements and all these things and activating your body. Yeah, that it was just really helpful to start off that way. And then eventually I was kind of like, I want to, because I have my own specific goals. And I also, you know, am familiar with working out in the gym mm-hmm. and now I make my own like workouts and I choose like what I want to work out every day and stuff.
Yeah. So you feel stronger.
I feel so strong.
Anytime I love asking Alia, hey, give me 10. And then she would do like 12 pushups.
Yeah. I mean, pushups for you are like the number one thing.
I love doing
pushups. And that's how you, and pushups are a great determinator. I don't know if that's a word, but like you can determine how strong you are based mm-hmm. on like how your pushups are feeling.
But, and it's a good way to superset too. Any exercise yeah. I do, I don't really, I rest a little bit, but before I rest.
We're sure you turned that on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Okay. Should I go check?
No, if you're 100%.
Yeah, I'm 100%. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So before I rest, I always do 10 push-ups.
Yeah.
And then I continue with my... It's just great to... Because I just hate resting and not doing anything. I feel like I'm wasting time.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I do get that. But yeah, on top of, you know, being in the gym, we've been eating at home. Because mm-hmm. If you want to eat healthier, you just have to cook your own food.
That's very true.
And we also ate out so much, like since we got to New York. And then, you know, we had family in town and then it was the holidays. I mean, we overdid it, but at the same time, we really wanted to enjoy ourselves.
We really did overdo it, I feel like.
Okay, but you also said not that long ago that you were like, but I'm really glad we did, you know, whatever we felt like we needed to
do. I got it out of my system.
Yeah, truly. Like, we got it so out of our system that I was not even, because I'm such a foodie. Most of the time, I'm just like, yeah, I want to, you know, go eat here. And like, oh, there's this new restaurant that I want to try.
And I'm just like, we have food at home. You know that, right?
Yeah. But I have not had that type of, you know, soul craving, I would say, like, or that mind craving that I really want to try this, place.
I understand. I was down. And we ate some amazing food. But now... Since January 1st, I haven't had a single pastry. Think about that. Oh, I had one croissant. You
shared that croissant with me.
I had half of a croissant, but that's it.
No, but...
And the... Go ahead. No, I'm saying the type of body that I have, I don't really need to watch my sugar and weigh things.
Yeah, your metabolism is like so high.
It's so high. Is it so high or so fast?
Fast.
Yeah. But I just want to challenge myself. You know, I know people always tell me, Yoni, you can eat whatever you want.
No, you really can. You really can.
But which I like because I love just eating whatever I want. But I want to also be strict on myself and just see what results I get if I am strict as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So high protein and then just lifting heavy.
Yeah, and lifting heavy. Like before
I feel so much stronger than like last time we recorded.
Oh, last time we recorded, we weren't even doing anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, but and it's crazy how like if you used to work out, getting back into the gym, your body will remember how to do things like so fast.
Yeah.
You know, that muscle memory is really it's really a thing.
So the gym is one thing.
Yes, and then the food is another thing. We've been cooking at home a lot, and let me tell you, like cooking at home and actually eating everything out of your fridge,
it feels so much better. You know what you're eating.
You know what you're eating. You know, what I was going to say is that you just got to go to the grocery store so much more often, especially because we live here. We don't have a car, so we can't do like a big thing. You can only do a big grocery run where you have two bags each max. And because we're cooking at home and we're cooking healthy stuff and we're trying to eat like three meals a day and we're trying to get high protein, like we're not eating some like random shit, you know, we're eating like a meal every meal.
Yeah, I try to aim for 40 grams per meal.
Yeah, of protein.
At least.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
It is a lot.
Have you noticed
I'm eating like a lot of like random shit.
Yeah.
I'm eating a lot of like cottage cheese in my scrambled eggs.
Yeah, a good trick for you to get your protein. And also, by the way, if you've been working out and you're not hitting your protein target, you really, really, I'm not like a fitness guru or anything like that.
Yeah.
But you really have to,
guys,
eat protein.
It's because everything.
Back in the day when I was lifting, I wasn't really even, I was eating once a day. And even when I was eating, I wasn't even eating protein. I was just eating like pizza.
Rice. Pasta.
And I was working out and I was never getting the results.
Yeah.
Never. And I'm just like, man, how long is this shit going to take?
Guys, protein is the answer.
Yeah.
To everything. And I mean, obviously you still have to like eat your fat and your carbs, and those are like also very important. And it's not about like restricting anything specifically. It's truly about just getting high amount of protein, because your muscles are breaking and then you need the protein to fix them. And then when they're fixed, imagine it's like your muscle's broken and it has a little opening, and when the protein comes in, it comes in, but it also like goes a little overboard, and that's how the muscle grows. That's how I imagine it in my head.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a good description of it.
But because of that, we've also just been at home, bro. Like, because all we do is we wake up, we do work or go to the gym. And also going to the gym, I'm sorry, when people say going to the gym takes like an hour, going to the gym takes 6 hours.
What?
Like, not actually 6 hours, but if you think about it, getting ready at home takes you at least like 30 minutes.
I thought you were going to say going to the gym is so easy, guys.
No, but the amount of time that it actually takes you to go to the gym, like the whole activity of it all.
I mean, obviously 6 hours is exaggeration.
Yeah. I'm not actually meaning 6 hours, but it kind of feels like six.
Three hours. For you to sit back down and say, I'm done with that part of my day.
Yeah, 3 hours. But how much of those 3 hours are you actually working out? Like an hour and 15 minutes?
Hour and 15 minutes or something.
Yeah.
An hour and 30 minutes.
So then an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 30 minutes away from the gym is spent walking to the gym or driving to the gym, getting ready for the gym, eating a pre-snack, and then getting your protein shake in, then getting in the shower, then after your shower moisturizing, doing your makeup if you have to do that, getting dressed for the rest of the day, and then you make your post-workout meal. Bro, that's like 6 hours.
Yeah, it's a long time.
But it's a long time. So when you say like I'm going to the gym, it's not just the workout part at the gym.
Yeah, if you want to do it right.
Yeah, if you want to.
But some people don't have that much time.
That's true.
So it's like, how do you even manage like doing homework for people who are in school? How do you manage going to the gym, eating healthy, going to school, going to your class? Maybe you have a part-time job and then you got to study for a test, and then you got homework. Or you have a
full-time job and then you got kids.
Yeah, it is a lot. But if you wake up early in the day, you can fit in a lot more.
I think also for me, I'm realizing that a lot of the time that I was spending on my phone That adds up.
You guys, I mean, I don't want to talk about my phone.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. But
truly, we can talk about it in another episode because I've been doing a lot better.
You have been doing a lot better. But I say that to say that sometimes we might feel like we don't have time for things until we realize that we do. We're just used to filling time in a very specific way. And it's become so like automated where now it feels like you don't have time, but you actually have plenty of time.
Yeah.
Or that's my experience.
But if you want more professional gym advice, definitely there's many podcasters out there who do a way better job. I hate explaining stuff because I know how it works for me and the information that I've gathered in my brain.
Yes.
That if I have to explain it to people, I hate talking about things that I don't know.
Right.
Like I just learned about these things.
Because you also don't want to pretend like you're an expert when you're not.
No, that's one thing I hate to do. If I don't know something, I will be quiet and just listen and be like, I'll join the conversation when I actually can contribute some actual information.
Yeah. That's very true. I do want to mention, actually, just real quickly, that I just started training for a half marathon.
Congratulations.
Yo, that's how people want you.
What?
You know what I just thought about?
What?
That TikTok guy or that Instagram guy that you send me all the time, that the caption says something like, how people expect you to react. How people...
Oh, why?
How this person expects others to react to them saying that they're reading a lot of books.
Yeah.
Or that like, they're saying that they're running a marathon. And it's like, I expect that anytime I'm telling someone, oh yeah, I'm actually training for a half marathon.
She expects everyone to be like, woo!
Amazing.
You're better than me. Anyways, so cool.
I mean, I don't actually expect that, but there is a little bit of truth to his videos.
It's so funny.
It's like when you tell people, yeah, I've been reading a lot lately, they want to be like, oh my God, yay.
Congratulations, you're so much smarter than me. Wow.
Not necessarily compared to the person you're talking about.
No, it's so funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah. But I have started training for a half marathon, and I'm bringing it up simply because up to this point, I've only been lifting weights, and I feel really strong, and I feel really good.
You've been lifting weights?
I've been lifting.
Oh my God. Wow.
Stop. So I'm starting to train for a half marathon, and that's going to be a lot of running and a lot of cardio. And, you know, at first I was skeptical online. And also, once you start your fitness journey, there's so much information. So many people think that they are experts online, and they start saying, don't eat eggs if you don't want to, you know, die in the next 5 years.
What?
Like they make huge claims like, this is the reason why I don't eat any more fruit from the grocery store.
There's so much misinformation. Some people tell me I can't eat rice. Some people tell me I can't eat bread. Some people tell me I can't eat.
There's people that tell you like, don't drink any more water. Like crazy shit like that. Those are also some funny videos online of people saying like to eat in 2024. And every video they find always says there's something wrong with literally anything.
Yeah. I saw this guy on Instagram. He was making a funny video. And then he was like, after following all these tips, he found out that he can't eat anything. So he took a pan and he put ice cubes in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, damn.
Okay.
So you're training. So
basically why I wanted to bring that up is because you were even telling me like you were listening to this podcast that they were saying like, you know, if you're trying to like lose body fat or, you know, whatever your goals are, like in general, you're thinking that you have to eat less and you have to do more cardio. And that's basically the philosophy that I used for like a very long time, you know, when I was dancing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But now I am starting this like basically what is called hybrid training where you're doing like weightlifting and also heavy cardio. But my goal is to like make sure that I don't lose muscle because the cardio burns muscle versus fat, depending also like with the intensity that you're doing it at. So right now, my big focus is like still very high protein, but also like the way that you're fueling your body.
Oh my God,
is
favorite word
very
right there.
Important because when you're like doing a lot of cardio and you're running, and I feel like maybe it's just me, but I just think everybody is like training for a marathon from what I can see, because there's like, this is like when people train and stuff. Anyways,
I mean, that's just your algorithm on Instagram.
I think it is just my algorithm.
Just because it's your algorithm don't mean that's
but
everybody.
But then I saw other people make content about how everybody's training for a marathon, so I don't know.
Yeah, everybody's a lot of people, babe.
Everybody's a lot of people, yeah. But it's very important to fuel properly, is all I'm trying to say. That if you're somebody that is looking into like training for a half marathon, mm-hmm. And you also want to like preserve muscle, it's very important to be eating the right things, eating the right amount of food.
And a lot of it. And you have to eat a lot.
Yes, exactly.
If you're a person that just eats once a day and you're thinking, I'm not gaining any muscle, I don't see any changes, you have to eat.
Bro, like sometimes I have
a lot of chicken, a lot of, you know, and I'm sure there's vegan options as well.
Yeah, yeah, there are. There's so many different options. Yeah. You don't have to eat like, you know, whatever.
Steak. I heard recently, I always thought that steak was actually, I'm so sorry, you were saying something.
Honestly, I don't really know exactly what I was saying. Kind of was just trying to like share where I am at with my fitness journey right now. Yeah. Like I feel really strong. I feel like my muscles are really strong and I've definitely like gained muscle mass. Mm-hmm. So now,
do you want to show the people? Like show people your biceps.
I can't right now. I don't have anything out of this shirt. So basically, all I'm right. trying to make sure that I'm not gonna lose my muscle by starting to train with my like running, because running at high intensity burns your muscles. So that's why like a lot of runners are very lean. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm going to make sure that I get in heavy weightlifting mm-hmm. while I'm also running. Because before, when I trained for a marathon, a half marathon, I didn't work out at all. I just ran. I didn't do any weightlifting of any kind.
And your muscles, you understand how important it is.
So it's very important.
The muscles around the knees.
All the muscles everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's very important. And also, I'm going to make like a YouTube video about all of this. So if you guys like are interested in more detail.
Okay.
But I think it's really interesting learning more about how the body works.
Yeah.
And how to like really take care of it. And it feels so good to take care of this shit.
Yeah, and it feels so good to learn about it. I'm obsessed with fitness podcasts.
Yeah. What's your fitness podcast right now?
Mind Pump is a really good fitness podcast. Mm-hmm. Shout out to those guys. I listen to them. Honestly, that's the only one I listen to.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only one I feel like is good. So a lot of the things that I said today is I'm just repeating what they said. But when you listen to them, they actually explain better for you. You know what I mean?
So, but I would say that at the end of the day, right now, I can tell you from my personal experience that I've never felt, and we're talking strictly like what I look like, whatever, those results aren't in yet, guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time. It takes a while to see like physical results, but I'm talking specifically about how I feel mm-hmm. and how I statistically can lift the weight. I can lift way heavier than I ever have. And I can also just do more pushups and I feel stronger. Well, and I'm telling you, it's because of the way that we approach, and I approached it this time.
And the way we've been eating.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel the same way. I'm not going to repeat everything Elias said, but I've been eating more than I ever have in my life. You know, drinking a lot of water. I could drink more water.
Yeah. And also like, you know, electrolytes.
Yeah. Electrolytes, stuff like that.
Recovery, stretching, taking your rest days, sleeping good.
Sleeping is the one area I would say, other than water, I need to sleep way better.
Yeah, I think we can definitely do a better job at that. Sleeping, right now it's midnight.
Sleeping 5 hours is not enough.
No, I gotta get that 8 hours in.
Yeah,
very important.
So that's kind of what's been going on in 2024. Honestly, there's some music stuff that we want to get into, but we will do that on Patreon today. Yes.
And also the way that our structure for Patreon is going to be that basically at the end of our like usual episodes, mm-hmm. then we're going to start recording our Patreon episode and get into things we're going to talk about on there.
Yeah, so there's a show that Elle has been watching.
There's a show that I've watched. Yeah.
And
I'm always watching shows.
What is the famous one? Salt?
Salt?
Saltburn?
Oh, that's a movie, bro.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Clearly, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, clearly he hasn't watched it. Which, honestly, we're kind of late because when we're recording this, it's like been a minute. And Saltburn is kind of old news and nobody's really talking about that. But there were several things that happened. Events, things that came out, things that were talked about in January and now, you know, middle of February.
Okay, so what about them?
that we're going to talk about.
Okay, cool.
On our Patreon.
That's going to be all Alia, because I don't know anything about that. I can talk to you about the music all day.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Music, TV, different shit that happened. I'm talking about all of it.
Okay, I thought you were specifically talking about that movie.
No, you're talking specifically about that movie.
Okay.
But yeah, we thank you so much for joining us on the first episode of season 3.
Welcome.
Episode 101.
101. You guys, we dropped those revisions, those WTJ revisions? What is it called?
Revisits.
Oh, revisits. Yes. It was 5 of those. Shout out to everyone who re-listened to this episode, even though you listened to them in the past. We appreciate it.
Those were some of our favorites.
Yeah. But none of that. We got brand new shit now. So,
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm so excited for the cover. Like, now it's so nice to look at your. I can't wait until this episode drops and we have like. I'm gonna post it on my Instagram every day. I think.
I know. I
might
wait.
Change my profile picture to that.
To that.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, just like my face.
I think it's funny because sometimes like
we should do that.
If I'm gonna say what.
Change your profile pic to that, and then I will change to mine. Would you do that?
I would do that. That's a good idea.
Okay. Cool.
But I think just last. I think it would be funny. This is something I would do if I was listening to a podcast and like someone said some like off the wall shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would like look at my phone and be like, this person just said that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like sometimes you have to remember like.
But that's the cool thing about seeing the face.
Yeah.
Even just for people who never like seen us before.
You know, we had to go through the phase of not having the face on the cover to realize how important it was to have the face on the cover.
Yeah, very true.
You know, that's just how life works. Sometimes you got to go away from some things to realize what you had.
Yeah. Well. Thanks for listening. Shout out to your dog still. This is still a thing.
Shout out to everybody's dog going on those walks. You guys better get out there, get those steps in, get that food in, get that protein in, get that water in, everything.
And we hope that everybody stayed warm during this winter. I'm a little bit disappointed with the NYC winter. It's not like I wanted it. Like it's not how I expected the winter to be.
You expected honestly. It to be more brick, right?
I wanted it to be
like crazy snow.
For people who don't know what brick means, it means cold.
Yeah.
Like really, really cold. Like
as cold as a brick.
Yeah.
Like when you scrape your hand on a brick, it's like cold. Or like
never mind, right?
Never mind. It's just very cold. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cold.
It's been cold. And it's been windy. The windy, I don't appreciate.
Yeah. Enough on the weather. We're not the weather people.
You're the one that brought up the weather. But yeah, I would say that I am starting to feel the spring vibes coming. Even though it's still cold, the sun is out again because New York went through this gloomy phase. But also, I'm hearing like little birds chirping every now and then, which gives me spring.
I think this is when people click off when they hear the weather talk.
Yeah,
I know.
You can tell we're like trying to close out.
Yeah, but it's always been a thing like that. Anyways, thank you guys.
We love you guys. Sorry.
Can I do my little intro? I mean outro? Damn. Let us know what you thought about the first episode of What's the Juice Season 3. Let us know. Should we have a word for this podcast episode, for the first one?
Oh, yeah. If you watch on YouTube, you should comment.
You know what? Comment whatever you want.
No, but that way we don't know like what people are saying. What's something?
Let us know how you feel about this episode and how you think about what we have going on. And
how do you like the cover art?
Yes, let us know how you like the cover art. That's very important.
If you guys have any suggestions or ideas or things you want to see more of in the new season, let us know. If you have any questions regarding the Patreon, also let us know. We'll try to address those in the best way that we can find. We might do a live on Instagram, so follow us on there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Yeah, well, we'll
see you guys on Patreon.
Yeah,
right?
We'll see you guys on Patreon.
All right,
guys. Bye.
Bye.